Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Now we take a trip back in time on this MLK Day with WNYC archivist Andy Lancet.
This is the Municipal Broadcasting System.
New York City's own station, WNYC, in the city where more than 7 million people live in peace and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
A couple of years ago, when we first had this conversation, we asked Andy to scour the archives for anything related to Dr. King, and he certainly delivered. Turns out King gave a speech at City Hall just a few days after accepting the Nobel Peace Prize. And we've all heard recordings of him delivering his message in an American context, you know, the country he was trying to change. So it's interesting to hear what he wanted to say to a New York City audience in the wake of being globally recognized, and how he thought about his work, the struggle for equality, in more global terms. So now let's listen to an MLK edition of Andy in the Archives. Now, Andy, we can't do a segment about Dr. King without hearing from the man himself. Were you able to find any audio of him in New York City?
Yes, of course. WNYC covered King like other news outlets in the 60s, but since we were then owned and operated by the city, we were front row and center at City Hall for the reception for the civil rights leader in December 1964. Dr. King had just come back from Norway, having received the Nobel Peace Prize. Here he describes for Mayor Wagner and a packed house his goals not only for the U.S., but the entire world.
May I say, as I said all over Europe, that I haven't lost faith in mankind, and above all, I haven't lost faith in America. If we can solve our problem here in America, in a sense, we solve the problem of the world. God has given us the privilege to live in a land where probably more races and national groups live together than any nation in the world. So if America is saved, the world is saved, because America is a world in miniature, and the world is America writ large. And therefore, we can do so much to lead mankind from the dark and desolate midnight of man's inhumanity to man to the bright and glowing daybreak of freedom and justice and goodwill. And I still believe that we have the resources and that we will have the will to solve this problem. We still have a long, long way to go all over this nation before the problem is solved. But I'm so happy to say that we have made strides. And I close by quoting the words that I so frequently quote. Come to us from an old Negro slave preacher who didn't quite have his grammar right, but he uttered words of great symbolic profundity. Lord, we ain't what we want to be. We ain't what we ought to be. We ain't what we gonna be. But thank God, we ain't what we was.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at City Hall, December 17, 1964.
What about clips from the archives that celebrate Dr. King?
Well, an archival staple, Oscar Brand's Folk Song Festival, which aired for more than 70 years right here at WNYC. Oscar was ever vigilant about using holidays as a theme for his program. And this montage is from a 2006 rebroadcast of a show he put together to honor Dr. King.
I met Martin Luther King many times, but I can't say I knew him. A few anecdotes don't make an insight. I know he was born January 15th in 1929. The infrequent want ads in those days made it very clear. White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant only. When I traveled around with Josh White and Hilly Ledbetter, I had to go into the greasy restaurants, bring sandwiches out to the car. They weren't allowed in, and it was that way all over this country. I think Leadbelly wrote it better than I can describe it. And here's Taj Mahal and Leadbelly's Bourgeois Blues.
This is a song and a story about the bourgeois blues, about bourgeois people in a bourgeois town. Listen here, people. Listen to me. Don't try to find no home down in Washington, D.C., cause it's a bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues going, spreading news around.
And I'll leave you now with another track that Oscar Brand played on his tribute to Dr. King. This one is by the group Sweet Honey in the Rock.
We will not bow down to a high racism, yeah. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna stand.
And that is all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. Happy MLK Day, everyone. All of it is produced by Andrea Duncan Mao, Jordan Loff, Simon Close, Zach Goddard-Cohen, L. Malik Anderson, Luke Green, and Maria Malia Agudelo. Megan Ryan is the head of live radio. Our engineers are Julianne Fonda and Jason Isaacs. Luscious Jackson does our music. If you've missed any segments of the show, catch up by listening to our podcast, available on your podcast platform of choice. If you like what you hear, please leave us a great rating. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you, and I'll meet you back here next time.